Bibles, please, for our second reading to Ezekiel chapter 35. Verse 1, hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Mount Seir, and prophesy against it. And say unto it, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, O Mount Seir, I am against thee, and I will stretch out mine hand against thee, and I will make thee most desolate. I will lay thy cities waste, and thou shalt be desolate, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord, because thou hast had a perpetual hatred, and hast shed the blood of the children of Israel by the force of the sword in the time of their calamity, in the time that their iniquity had an end. Therefore, as I live, saith the Lord God, I will prepare thee unto blood, and blood shall pursue thee. Sith thou hast not hated blood, even blood shall pursue thee. Thus will I make Mount Seir most desolate, and cut off from it him that passeth out and him that returneth. And I will fill his mountains with his slain men, in thy hills, and in thy valleys, and in all thy rivers, they shall fall that are slain with the sword. I will make thee perpetual desolations, and thy cities shall not return, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Because thou hast said, These two nations and these two countries shall be mine, and we will possess it, whereas the Lord was there. Therefore, as I live, saith the Lord God, I will even do according to thine anger and according to thine envy, which thou hast used out of thy hatred against them, and I will make myself known among them when I have judged thee. And thou shalt know that I am the Lord, and that I have heard all thy blasphemies, which thou hast spoken against the mountains of Israel, saying, They are laid desolate, they are given us to consume. Thus with your mouth ye have boasted against me, and have multiplied your words against me. I have heard them. Thus saith the Lord God, when the whole earth rejoiceth, I will make thee desolate. As thou didst rejoice at the inheritance of the house of Israel, because it was desolate, so will I do unto thee. Thou shalt be desolate, O Mount Seir, and all Idumea, even all of it, and they shall know that I am the Lord. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his most holy word. Well, I think the chapter itself is pretty clear. It does help us, however, with the dating of certain other portions of Scripture, and I think that's important. It helps us with that. Notice that this is written in those post-exilic days, or during the days of the exile, during the time of the destruction of Jerusalem. And notice that Edom, Seir, Esau, joined in. They joined in with the Babylonians in the harming, the drawing out of the sword, against their brethren, against the Judahites that were fleeing Jerusalem. Edom interdicted some of them and killed them. This is sung about. We sing about this in Psalm 137. Remember Edom's children, Lord, which in Jerusalem's day, even unto its foundation, raise it quite, did say. Remember that metrical version? And then we also read about it in the book of Obadiah. So it's very very interesting to note that all of these passages, they congeal together to give us a picture of what happened in Edom. Remember, Edom is Esau. Idumea, Edom, same word, same Hebrew word, spelled differently in the English. So Esau, first of all, despised his birthright. Then he lost the blessing. The birthright, the inheritance, the same thing. And perhaps you'll remember this from our study in 1 Peter when we were talking about inheritances. So the birthright that belonged to Esau, the rights of progeniture within the covenant, that is a precious inheritance, a very precious inheritance. And yet Esau despised it. How did he despise it? What was the mechanism of his despising his inheritance? He came in from the field, was famished. Jacob was preparing a bowl of Edom, a bowl of red pottage. Esau came in and he said, give me some of your Edom. Give me some of that Idumea. And Jacob said, sell me first your birthright. And Esau said, if I die, what use is the birthright unto me? Forgetting that the birthright itself was eternal life, or willfully putting that out of his mind and loving this world rather than the grace of God. And so his birthright then became wound up, his inheritance became bound up in the word Edom. And so his descendants after him, rather than being the blessed of the Lord, are called red. Red, because he chose red over God. And so, now what happens in this chapter, we see, because he couldn't have it, he didn't want anyone to have it. And so he rejoiced, didn't he? He rejoiced over the destruction of the two kingdoms, the northern and the southern kingdom. When Assyria moved in to the northern kingdom and brought Samaria down in 722 BC, guess what Esau did? Guess what Edom did? They rejoiced. And then when Nebuchadnezzar in 586 BC came in and Jerusalem fell, guess what Edom did? Edom rejoiced and aided in the destruction. And then said, now that they're gone, we can get back our original possession that we despised before. And the Lord says, you forgot that I was there. You forgot I was in that land. You forgot that I gave it to them. You forgot that I ceded it to them and took it from you because you despised it. And so the Lord says, in that day when I make the rest of the world to rejoice, you will not. Now that's an exaggeration. That's a direct and intentional hyperbolic statement. It's exaggeration for effect. When everybody else rejoices, you won't. That's it. Edom. And that's really what chapter 35 is about. It's about the history of the perpetual hatred that Esau entertained toward Jacob and his offspring, and then the Edomites toward the Judahites and the Israelites, the perpetual hatred rather than the brotherly covenant, their participation in destruction, their rapacious desire to have that land as their own, and forgetting God overall, and the Lord promising them the destruction of faithlessness that goes with all of that behavior. Thus ends the reading then of Ezekiel chapter 35.